This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado utilities are challenging the Trump administration after being ordered to keep a coal plant running into the new year. CPR's Sam Bresch explains.
The Craig 1 power plant in Moffat County was scheduled to close on December 31st, 2025. A day earlier, the U.S. Department of Energy ordered the plant to stay open, saying its power was critical to grid stability in the western U.S. But the utilities that run the plant say there is no emergency. Earlier this week, Platte River Power and Tri-State filed a petition saying that the order is baseless, unconstitutional, and costly to ratepayers. Environmental groups and Attorney General Phil Weiser are also asking the federal government to reconsider its order. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Boulder County, authorities are investigating one of their first cases of sexual exploitation involving generative AI. A 72-year-old man was arrested Friday after investigators received tips about the possible exploitation of a child happening through an online platform. Authorities allege the suspect used the platform to alter photographs of real children into nude and sexually exploitative images. Flu hospitalizations in Colorado have dropped for the fourth straight week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The week between Christmas and New Year's, 861 people were hospitalized with influenza. That was a record, but the number has been falling since. This week, 185 people are in the hospital with flu, but there's still a lot of the virus going around. The rate of tests coming back positive is still in double digits, and flu is being detected in wastewater of most utilities testing for it. Trends for the respiratory virus, RSV, are heading upward with about 150 people hospitalized. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. And don't forget, you can also stay up to date with the Lookout newsletter and the Colorado Today podcast.